on Tuesday. Donald Trump using his Truth Social Network to say that he'll be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Now, if this happens, forget it's Trump for a second, this will be very, very significant. It'll be the first time an American president, I believe, had been arrested since Ulysses S. Grant got nicked for speeding on a horse, whatever that means, in 1872. It may also end up playing into Trump's narrative about being the victim draining the swamp and all the rest of it. Someone who follows US politics very closely, as you know, is James Morrow, host of the US Report on Sky News. He's with me. James, good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael.
Will this work for Trump or work against him?
Well, look, I think that if the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, is dumb enough to go ahead and proceed with an indictment, and everybody who's listening should know, the issue here is allegations of hush money payments that were made to his ex-mistress, Stormy Daniels, many years ago, and that violates some sort of misdemeanor-level law. They want to get him. This guy Bragg, the district attorney, ran on a platform of getting Trump. So this is an entirely political thing. Everyone will see it. If they go and do this, if this DA goes ahead and does this, it will be an absolute circus, and it will only strengthen Donald Trump's case that, you know, he is the victim of this huge swamp conspiracy to stop him from taking power and becoming president again.
Of course, many have texted me this morning and said, okay, well, look, let's assume they go ahead and do this, and ultimately Republicans gain the presidency and more power in 2 years' time, hypothetically. Well, then you know who's next going to be on the block. It's Hunter Biden. There'll be tit for tat.
Well, no, it won't be, though, because, I mean, here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing, Michael. We saw in the last few days evidence that $3 million was sent from a Chinese Communist Party-linked energy company to a Biden family associate, and at least $1 million of that was cut up between members of the Biden family. Now, what is going on here that this isn't a much, much huger story? You know, Republicans in Congress have been trying to investigate this for some time, but it took them months in gaining control of the House of Representatives before they could get, you know, even the suspicious activity reports out of the Treasury. So, you know, a lot of people really are saying that the fix is in. If you're a Democrat, you get treated one way, like if you're, you know, a shareholder of the SVB bank or a account holder. And another way, you know, if you're a Trump or if you're, you know, a resident of that town in Ohio with a train crash, it's a whole different set of rules.
Just tell me, what's Trump's political support like at the moment? We get mixed reports. It's hard to tell without a vote. He claims he's still the front runner for the Republicans. Ron DeSantis' team certainly reckon they've got the trade wins. What's the truth?
Yeah, well, I mean, the truth is that probably right now, I think the latest polls that I have seen, Donald Trump has about 48% support as the preferred nominee among Republican voters. DeSantis, you know, around 28%. Then, you know, Haley, Pence, 7-7, and then, you know, just kind of on the side is down there. So the huge number of Republicans who still want him to be nominee. And the thing is, if they knock out Trump, the conditions that created Trump will still exist. So it's like the Democrats aren't focusing on the real problem, which, of course, is the hollowed-out middle class and, you know, corruption and woke ideology that's driving people into Trump's arm. It's not Trump himself. It's what they have created and aren't dealing with the underlying conditions.
Yeah, America is sort of a nation more and more divided, it seems, with every day. Okay, so let's assume Donald Trump is right when he's tweeting here. Next Tuesday, we get some sort of image of him being carted out of Trump Tower or out of Mar-a-Lago or wherever he is, cuffs or not. As I said, it will be, no matter what one thinks of Trump, an extraordinarily historic day, because you'd have to go back to 1872 for a similar scene.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, clearly this prosecutor seems to want, and he seems to think for whatever reason this is a good idea, you know, to do the whole what they call in New York a perp walk, you know, where the indicted person is brought into the courtroom or brought into the courthouse and, you know, the cameras are there and, you know, the whole big media circus. They seem to think that this is a good idea. It's not. It's a really dumb, juvenile idea, especially over something as ridiculous as, you know, this whole Stormy Daniels thing. This is not Elliot Ness getting Al Capone on tax. This is just dumb.
Yeah, and particularly so when America is, as we say, you know, politically and personally a tinderbox in so many ways, rating to go up. Great to talk to you and for your analysis, James. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
My pleasure. James Morrow, host of the US Report on Sky News.